Let's look to the Lord together in prayer, and then the worship team will lead us in praise and worship. Let's pray. Father, as we gather together, whether here in person or online, we thank you, Father, that where the Spirit of the Lord is, that there is freedom. And so, Father, we welcome the freedom of Christ by the Holy Spirit, the freedom that you, Father, have made possible for us by sending Christ, the freedom that we will celebrate at the end of the service, remembering Christ's death and resurrection that has made that freedom possible, freedom from the power of sin, freedom from the power of the devil, and freedom from the power of death. And so, Father, it is with expectation that we come and that we seek to stand in the freedom of Christ this day to worship you without reservation and with expectation this morning. Father, it is within the freedom of Christ by the power of your Spirit that we desire to be equipped and then sent out so that others may know that freedom as well. So, Father, may this time not just be about what we can get out of it, but, Father, may it be first about what we give to you in response to your love for us. And then may you powerfully equip us to send us so that others might hear of the good news of Christ. Father, we recognize that we come with burdens this morning, with concerns, with heaviness in various ways. And so in the midst of this time, Father, we do ask that you would free us from the weight of those burdens, that you would meet us, that you would minister to us, that you would encourage and strengthen us so that we might be able to respond to you. Recognize whenever we step into these places that we have an enemy who wants to come against your work, Father. So we take our stand in Christ, claiming the full armor of God over our lives and over this space and this time, so that, King Jesus, your way, your rule, the will of the Father and his kingdom would come in this time. Be glorified, I pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. So I know at this point I may sound like a broken record, but I'm going to encourage all of us once again to just step outside of our comfort zone in our time of worship. I know it's so different, and you know we're used to all being together and hearing everyone's voices around us, and sometimes that can make us uncomfortable to worship when we're really hearing our own voice or we're worried about the person next to us hearing our own voice. But this is the creator of the universe that we are worshiping. So let us worship him sacrificially and step outside of our comfort zone this morning. So whether you're watching at home and you're sitting by yourself, or maybe just have one other person sitting next to you, still I encourage you to use your voice during your praise, during your worship. And the same goes for those of you who are out in the overflow section as well. In smaller groups than usual, to just use your voice to lift up to the Lord. And if the Lord is leading you in another direction to sit and wait upon him, you are always welcome to do that. Just want to give a little nudge to not resist worshiping our Father because of discomfort. So let's lift up the praises to him that he is worthy of this morning.
The song of the redeemed, rising from the African plain. It's the song of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of Asian believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every tongue, every nation. Love song born of a grateful choir. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. It's all God's children singing glory, glory, hallelujah, he reigns, he reigns. Let him rise above the four winds, caught up in the heavenly sound. Praises echo from the the towers of cathedrals to the faithful gathered unto the ground. Of all the songs sung from the dawn of creation, some were meant to persist. Of all the bells rung from a thousand steeples, none rings truer than this. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Darkness can't drown out a single word. Let's sing that again. And all the powers of darkness tremble at what they've just heard. 'Cause all the powers of darkness can't drown out a single word. It's all God's children singing glory, glory.
Of our pain, in the midst of our suffering, in the midst of our loneliness, in the midst of our joy, and in the midst of our happiness, in the midst of our victories, you reign. You reign through everything, every encounter we have. When we place our faith in you, there's no defeat, Lord. There's no such thing as defeat in you. And in the end, we know we're going to have the ultimate victory when we meet you in eternity and we bow before you and we praise you. And we offer this time to you, Lord. We pray you would accept our offering of praise. We pray you would anoint it. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to be amongst us. And we pray for a mighty anointing upon your word this morning. We ask it all in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Thank you. Zion's hill, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Became flesh, bore my sin and death.